Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, the man, was finally able to get them all to myself. Everybody wants to talk to you. What's this like for you, you know, going into this season, knowing you're the starting quarterback, knowing you're going to be a leader of this offense?
You know, it's pretty easy right now. Last year, I was like, I wasn't looking forward to none of anything of this, like stuff like this happening, you know. But now I'm used to it and living up to the expectations I have to. My team, they believing in me, and I just got
to
show them.
I was going to say, man, I talked to you, you know, a year ago. And you seem so much more comfortable talking to me now than you did then. Like, I guess, you know, with some success on the field comes the price of having to talk to us. But now you just seem like you're just a great interview. I enjoy this, man.
Hey, last year, man, it was crazy. I hated interviews, but nah, it's cool now.
You're used to it. What's this first week like of camp been for you? Obviously, a little bit different for you this year now that you have a significantly better understanding of this offense compared to last year. What's this been like for you working with the veterans so far in the camp?
You know, it's less mistakes. Last year, I used to make a lot of mistakes. Coach used to get on me about my progressions and stuff like that, and I get into my checkdowns. But now everything's becoming easier. My teammates, everything's moving fast. Everything's looking perfect.
So what are some of the things this offseason that you've sort of done to, I guess, prepare yourself for not only this week but fall camp in general leading up to that first game? Because, you know, last year doing it as a freshman, you could say maybe you didn't have the greatest idea of what you would be getting yourself into, but now you know exactly what it is. How did you go about preparing for this fall camp?
Well, yeah, I've been hitting the playbook very hard this year, this off season. Me and my teammates will stay at the stadium, make a little couple throws, run a few times just to keep our bodies in good health. You know, a few things on my arm, you know, get my accuracy right, keep it sharp. That's it.
Now, Coach, you know, talks about you struggling with the playbook last year, and a lot of people are probably thinking, man, how does a quarterback not know the plays? And, you know, at first it's a head-scratcher, I guess, but at the same time, it's like learning a college offense, let alone Bobby Petrino's offense, is very, very difficult. What was the hardest part for you in learning this system and learning these plays?
Well, you know, it's like understanding the terminology. That's what it was for me, because I didn't, like, really know the progressions of, like, the aspects he'll want me to do. And I just do my own thing sometimes, and he'll get on me. He'll be like, did you actually look at the playbook? I'm like, no, sir.
No, I did not. Yeah, so you just didn't read the play. You just struggled with that? Is that what it was?
Yeah, well, that's what it was. Like, I had to remember, like, certain names he'll want me to call for a play or something. Like, I had difficulties with that. But now, because, like, it was, like, long for me last year, because I didn't really have to verbally say plays and stuff like that. I used to have like hand signals in high school.
Right.
So when coach had me standing in the huddle, I was like, oh, y'all got to get used to this again.
What was your hand signal in high school? Drop back and throw the ball as far as you can?
No.
Is that what it was?
No, it was just like he'll give me a play. Like, I learned the plays fast. You know, we really didn't have a lot of plays to do in high school. We had a few plays. Yeah. And it just worked every game.
So. Speaking with Lamar Jackson here on 93.9 The Ville for Louisville Media Day. Lamar, is it fair to say that you came into college knowing your ability and knowing your arm strength, knowing that you're fast, just thinking you would be able to just pick up on this and play well right away?
At first, I was like, yeah, I can do it. But like, I told my mother, I was like, yeah, Mom, I can come and do it. Then when I got up here, I was like, Mom, I can't do this. It's too hard.
How much of an awakening for you was that Houston game last year?
It was a big awakening because I threw two interceptions.
Yeah.
And it made it seem like it was my fault.
Yeah.
And like, I was still dealing with that like throughout the season. Yeah, that was like a big like aspect for me to like get over.
When was it that it clicked for you when this offense first started to, I guess, really make sense to you? I know you had the month off between Kentucky and the bowl game. Is that when it happened?
Yeah, that's when it really happened for me, because coach was telling me like hit it harder. You know, we got a lot of time off. You got nothing else but to do it. You don't got nothing else to do. Nothing going on. You far away from home, so you're not home to do anything. Go out with your friends or anything. So I had no other choice but to get in that playbook.
So was that second half of that Kentucky game when you guys really took over the game? Defensively, you were very good too. You know, I was talking to Devonta; he made some plays as well. But you guys took over that game. You still weren't adjusted to that offense. Like, you still didn't have a full understanding of the playbook, and you came in and balled out and beat Kentucky and just ran and threw all over him in that second half.
Oh yeah, like, well, they say coach has, well, I guess, never lost to them at Louisville, and I was like, I can't lose to them either. So that was my thing. I was like, coach, we can't lose here. We can't go back to Louisville like looking bad like that, so I had to show up.
We're talking to Lamar Jackson here, Media Day, 93.9 The Ville. All right, Lamar, going into this season, obviously a very, very tough September schedule. Two road games, Florida State sandwiched between those two road games. You don't look ahead of anybody, you know. You circle one game at a time. That's what everyone's saying. That's the old cliche, and it's true. It's really true. You're not looking past Charlotte. But what do you think? Do you think you can learn about yourselves and where you could expect yourself to be in that Charlotte game? Because it's, you know, you get 8 days off after that. Then you got to go on the road to Syracuse, who, you know, they play in a dome. It's a different environment. Mm-hmm. It's not what you're used to. What's this first week going to be like for you?
Well, it's gonna be easier for us to, you know. It's not really hard for me, you know, to get in the stadium and just
play.
Go out there and play. You know, I'm just gonna be myself to help our team win. That's it.
All right, Lamar Jackson, you know, you've heard all the hype about him. You're not paying attention to it. I hope you're not reading anything. I hope you're not listening to our radio station, because you're the real deal, and we talk about you all the time.
Appreciate
Lamar, thanks for joining us, man. Enjoy it.
Shout
we'll see you September 1st.
Appreciate that.
All right, take care. Take all care. Right.